Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we've got Virginia Farber back for part two, and we're going to be talking about the deadly issues and the health issues and cognitive issues that you're facing if you continue to use Wi-Fi. Now, we started, not Wi-Fi, well, Wi-Fi is one of them, but a result of 5G interaction. And we're going to be talking about some research that I have found, and I'm sure Virginia is more than aware of it. And we're going to get to that here in just a minute. We started this conversation in part one, and we said that, hey, we didn't get done here. There was just too much to cover. So I said, we need to continue this in part two, and we barely touched on this part of it. So that's where we're going to go today. But first, I need to let you know a couple of our sponsors and the fact that they make this show available to you. I'm going to ask you a blunt question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to be in a Biden food line, or do you want to be rioting in the streets to get what you're not prepared for? And I'm not trying to be cruel or insulting or degrading. Believe me, I'm not. I don't want you beating down my door because you're desperate. Because if I didn't have what I needed, I might be beating down your door. People will do anything when they're starving. That's why right now, because this government is determined, I should say the people in this government are determined to make you helpless so you have to depend on them. Just like in Venezuela now, 1 in 3 people get their food from the government. It was 1 in 12. Now it's 1 in 3. That's the direction we're headed. You need to arm yourself with the necessary preps: food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And we can help you with the food, restaurant quality food, $200 off for the 12-week emergency kit. And people say, Dave, I want more than that. Then order in 3-month increments and you'll get the discount all the way through. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2,000 calories per day. It tastes good. I can survive on this. I could eat this. And there's a lot of diversity in the food. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, like I said. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And then we have to talk about Noble Gold. Noble Gold can protect your nest egg. It's that simple. And what they'll do is they'll get your resources out of the bank and back it with gold. And gold has held its value for 6,000 years. If you leave your money in the bank, oh, by the way, too, one of my best friends just asked a bank vice president this question. Do you know about the Dodd-Frank law of 2010 where the banks can take people's money? He said, yeah, but we don't tell our customers. No kidding. Because if you knew what the laws were in these difficult times when 3 more banks have failed, you might think twice about keeping the bulk of your money there. You need operating capital, and Noble Gold can help you with this concept. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years after advertising for them the previous year, and I saw the great good they were doing for people. I believe in what they do, and a transaction only takes about 5 minutes, and they don't hassle you. I will warn you, you have to close the deal because they're trained not to be pushy. Now, I have to make this disclaimer. FTC requires me to say that all investments are inherently risky and you can't use past performance to justify future expectations. Okay, we all know that. But I don't think gold's going anywhere. Bank of America is saying gold's going to hit $2,200 an ounce. So gold's going nowhere. Let them help you save your nest egg. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I will send you a free information packet, and there'll be a number for you to call Noble Gold. Say, well, that's easy. You mean they're not going to be pressuring me? No, they won't be pressuring you. DaveHodgesGold.com. And one more thing. People say, Dave, I need help with preps. Okay, now this isn't something we do here on the radio, but I feel this strongly about helping my audience. Bob Griswold does advertise on our website, so matter of disclaimer. He does not buy advertising for me on radio, but I'm telling you, he's the best prepper in America, and he'll talk to you about your prepping situation, and you can go to readymaderesources.com, and he can help you. Ladies and gentlemen, the wheels are ready to come off this country, and those of you who have listened to me since my first broadcast in 2007, you know that I haven't made statements like this until recently. The economy is falling apart. McCarthy caved to Biden on the budget. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in deep, deep trouble. The only hope that we have is on an individual basis, and you're prepped and you can survive what's coming. And that's why you want Bob Griswold on your side, and he'll talk to you. What's your prep like? He'll say, you tell him, okay, this is your next step. And he does that for free. Everybody else charges. Go to readymaderesources.com, look at what he has, and then give him a call with the number on the screen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Virginia Farver needs no introduction. And if you met her in a coffee shop, you'd say, she's the nicest, sweetest lady. She's got such a great disposition. But what I have found about Virginia through the years is you can't be fooled by her kind personality once she starts talking about things like 5G. She has her facts down. She's gone through terrible personal tragedy as a result of this monster technology, and it made her a crusader. And she's appeared in documentaries and films, and she's a frequent guest across the country, and we're honored to have her on with us today. Virginia, welcome to the show, and I'm so glad you're here because I think we can help save lives.
Thank you, Dave. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, when we last talked, we went around some of the history of 5G, government involvement with the HARP project and all that stuff, and it was really interesting. I've gotten some really nice feedback because that particular show has just been released and people are saying, wow, this is really, really good stuff. I'm not hearing this anywhere else. Why wasn't Tucker Carlson or Fox News talking about this? And I said, I really don't know, but I will tell you this. It's a major health crisis for America, and what we're seeing now is I'm starting to read this stuff. I don't know if you've seen this or not. 5G is now linked to cognitive issues as well as the vaccines. Did you know that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So the question,
it can cause all types of things.
Can it lead to Alzheimer's? Because I've read a research journal that said that they believe this is possible.
Yes. Positive, yes. Dementia, this is a big part of it, yes.
Wow. What kind of research could you point to, just generally, so people said, okay, I want to go looking for this. I want to make sure this is the truth because I got a lot of money invested in our cell phones. What would you tell them?
It's all over the internet. You can look into stuff. You can get on, the Environmental Health Trust or get linked into the Children's Health Defense. They talk about this stuff a lot. So, you know, this is stuff, it affects our brains. And I actually have a list of symptoms, and it's called microwave illness. And, you know, we talk about EHS, that's electrohypersensitivity symptoms. But I would venture to guess, Dave, that probably 99% of us have one of these symptoms on this list.
Can you give us an example of some of the major ones?
Yes. Headaches, nausea, cataracts, causes inflamed sinuses. It causes all kinds of stuff. Deterioration in your vision, chronic fatigue, all kinds of stuff. Hearing loss, tinnitus. I could just go on and on and on. Difficulty concentrating, memory loss, brain damage, mood disorder, personality disorder, increased irritability. I mean, how far do you want me to go?
No, you got it. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. In my research and the teaching of stress and teaching clients stress management skills, what we know about stress is that when you're under stress, it doesn't affect people the same way. It attacks you where you're the weakest genetically, and I think this is what I'm hearing here.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, this is such a profound problem because it's pervasive. The one thing, too, and I want to return back to the health effects, but it's not just 5G. I'm now reading that the government's preparing to introduce 6G.
Oh, that's – I already know. I have a physicist that calls me, and 7G is already a done deal. The FCC wants to go all the way to 15G, but I have heard from a lot of these EMF experts that we will not survive up to 9G. So this is – take it or leave it, this is the truth.
My goodness gracious. Okay, so let's get into to the health effects and the relationship thereof. Are there people who are chronically more predisposed, and I'm not talking genetically now, I'm talking about lifestyle, what kind of interaction they have with these electromagnetic waves? Is there a profile that people could modify? Let's say I can't be without my cell phone. Okay, I need it for my business, and absolutely I would lose my job if I wasn't able to communicate wirelessly. What would you tell these people?
Well, you know, I'm an advocate to get rid of cell phones, but, you know, a lot of people say they have to have them. So I would let my cell phone take messages and then try and get to a landline phone to answer them. Don't ever put a cell phone near your head or your body. Your manuals already tell you this, because you will exceed FCC guidelines for exposure limits. And the other thing I want people to know is a lot of times there's like five antennas now in these new 5G phones that are coming out, but they're only testing one antenna within that cell phone. So this should tell you kind of the shenanigans that's going on behind all of this.
So you're saying the threat risk would be rated much higher if they tested the entire instrument?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Korea just had something come out about cell phones and brain cancer. China found that 10 years or more of cell phone exposure, it significantly associated with increased risk for glioblastoma. And glioblastoma is the most lethal form of brain cancer, and you're talking months, not even months sometimes, for survival. So, and they're finding 20 years of exposure resulting in more than double that risk. So, you know, we're just not hearing this news, and we need to know. So thank you for letting me get this out.
Well, glioblastoma, where does that manifest in the brain? Do you know, or what would be symptomology, early symptomology people could point to and say, I think I may have this looked at?
Well, you know, this is exactly what my son said. The neurosurgeon said he had either a grade 3 astrocytoma or a glioblastoma. But these astrocytomas, I think they're like in the grade 3 range, they can easily turn into a glioblastoma. So my son had a lot of these symptoms: headaches, fatigue, memory, lots of memory problems. He was going to go to law school in California, and he'd call me on the phone, and he'd say, Mom, even if I got in, I don't know if I can make it through. I can't remember anything. And Dave, you know, people have to take this stuff seriously. He was having massive underarm sweating, which he'd never had before. And that's your endocrine system. That's basically the insides of your body trying to cool your organs.
Yeah, that's a stress response, exactly.
Yes, yes. And you know what? That all went away when he came home.
My goodness gracious. What about fertility, sexual dysfunction? Do we see anything there?
I was actually on a phone call with Dr. Martin Paul out of Washington University. This is about 3 weeks ago. And he was saying that the sperm motility and just everything about the sperm, I mean, it's degraded. And he actually says that there will be massive amounts of kids. This next generation coming out, most of them will not be able to reproduce. So let that sit in.
Because they're on their cell phone. Okay, so let's say, here's how I use a cell phone, Virginia. I never hold it up to my head. Okay? And I use it as an alarm in the morning, but I have it about 12 to 15 feet away from me. And when I'm in the car, I have my car system picks up the phone and I speak through a speaker. And the phone sits about 3 feet away from me in the passenger seat. Okay, how am I doing? Give me the analysis here.
Well, your car is basically a Faraday cage, so when you're speaking on it, the beams will bounce all over the car, and that's why I encourage mothers, young moms, not to use a cell phone inside your car. Plus, when you're traveling and you're going down a highway, for instance, every time you make a call or receive a call, that phone connects to the nearest cell tower, and it will keep connecting to another cell tower down the road, and every time that happens, it goes to the max range.
What do you mean by that?
That means that every time it's trying to connect to your phone, that's why it's dangerous to use these up in the rural areas, because your phone and the cell tower have to work harder, so you're getting more of this stuff when you're further away from it. And it's the max transmission is what you're getting.
I just completed a 1,000-mile trip, and I used GPS. Okay, how does that come into play?
You know, I don't know a lot about GPS. All I know is I don't have one, and I've gone to purchase new cars before, and people just don't understand that I don't have a cell phone, and they want you to hook up to all this stuff, and they will keep repeating over and over, and I have to keep telling them I don't have a cell phone. So, yeah, this stuff, anything that's wireless like this, that's hooked up like this, it's not good, Dave.
Okay, and how do scientists judge the body of research on the effects? Do they say it's we have a trend curve, but it's inconclusive, or we have overwhelming evidence of physical manifestations related to cell phone exposure?
Well, that's why I mentioned last time the lawsuit I won in August of 2021. They had 11,000 pages of evidence of harm, and there's actually more that has come out since then. And you know, all of this research has been done by industry, and they were the ones with all the money. They're worth trillions of dollars, and they've got the best attorneys, they've got everything. So you know, there just hasn't been a lot of money coming on our part, but now there is. And I actually talked to a gentleman out of UCLA the other day, and he said we need no more evidence of harm. It's already been proven.
Yeah, what I'd like to ask these researchers, and this is one thing that would close the loop for me, and I haven't seen it, is when you do research on something, power prayer is a good example. We have a trend curve that shows the manifestation of group power of prayer can be demonstrated through remote prayer for people with physical conditions. But we only have 17 studies. And there's something that we call independent means of verification. And so what you do is you run these t-tests for independent means, and you come up with a probability. And your probability, when it works out to less than 0.05, what you can accurately say about the research, because research doesn't really prove anything, it proves the probabilities of something. So you could say, with less than a 5% chance of random chance, the conclusions of this research study based on this and prior studies like it shows that there is a clear relationship between X and Y. And so what I'm wondering is, have they met the standard of proof to be able to say that, or do they say they have a trend curve?
I believe they have the truth. And, you know, I will say this. Ole Johansson, he was a member of the WHO back in 2011. In May of 2011, they changed the classification for non-ionizing radiation to a class 2B carcinogen. And I want people to understand that. It's the same categories, coffee and things like that, so they kind of dismissed it. But during the IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, that year, the meeting, there were, I believe there were 29 participating countries. The United States all held firm for the class 2B carcinogen for wireless. All of the other countries that attended wanted a higher classification. So this is where we're at. They knew. Ole Johansson has been fighting this for 40 years to stop this. And so he's got all the evidence he needs. And, you know, we just have to get the public educated on it. And if the government's not going to help us, like I said, they're all weaponized against us right now. So it's going to be up to us to take our health in our own hands.
But if these towers emit, I think fatal dosage is 9 Gs, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so if they exceed 9 Gs, we're powerless.
Right. I'm going to tell you right now, I have some information. I'm not privy to give it to people yet. So once I will let you know. But there are lawsuits. Major lawsuits coming down, and you know, I'm going to put my faith in that. Actually, last week, ART, ART. It's Americans for Responsible Technology. I hope everybody can find this online. And in so the FCC has been in charge of everything. And they are a spectrum allocation agency. They don't care about our health. So the judges during my case were asking who's in charge of the health. Well, it needed to go back to the FDA. So the attorneys that I know of found that in Congress in 1968 passed a public law, and it's 90-602, and it's an act to amend the Public Health Service Act to provide for the protection of the public health from radiation emissions from electronic products. So they're not even following their own laws. So now they're gonna go after them.
Who's gonna go after who?
The Americans for Responsible Technology group, and there's a lot of attorneys that are involved.
Okay. Well, can I play devil's advocate for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Knowing that I'm on your side, I just want to take the other side here. And I'll just make an analogy to what I see with harmful vaccines, the use of ventilators that killed people during the so-called pandemic, everything that was done to increase the death toll. And then they came out, and here's the connection. Big Pharma obtained from government blanket immunity from criminal prosecution and from civil liability. And I gotta believe that the telecoms are just as powerful with Congress as the vaccine industry and Big Pharma. So I think that's your biggest challenge.
Right. But you know, they cannot go against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So there's actually some attorneys that are actually looking for some good cases for constitutional issues. So, you know, it's new, and Dave, I think more and more attorneys are going to get into it. I welcome them, because this needs to happen, and we need to get this stuff brought into, you know, better standards. But that's what my lawsuit was about, and the FCC, they were supposed to go through all the evidence. They didn't since 2021, and now there's been suits filed that they have to have this done within a certain amount of time, and they should be changing their standards with all of this at some point.
Yeah. Okay, and again, I'm going to play devil's advocate, because I want this to change, as you do. But if we can't get judges in blatantly clear evidence to make one ruling in favor of voter fraud allegations, impropriety of any type with an election, how could we possibly get these same judges to rule positively in a case against the telecoms?
Well, we are having problems with that. There was a 20-year case now for cell phones. It was Murray versus Motorola, and the judge just dismissed all of the plaintiff's evidentiary items and any of their witnesses, their health witnesses. So this is happening, but I also think that over time this is going to change, because I've been in contact with several other counties and cities, and a lot of us have been, some wonderful people, and we're starting to see moratoriums on 5G coming out. And actually here in Longmont, they are thinking about putting a moratorium on installing any more smart meters, which is very smart on their case. So, you know, and this is how they're stating it, until this stuff can be proven safe, which we know it won't be able to. But yes, it's happening, and this is why I say we need to advocate for our own health and don't allow this stuff to be around us.
Yeah,
if your kids are in school with Wi-Fi and cell towers and they have all these wireless devices, I'm telling you, it's time to take your children out of school or gather all the parents together and go to that school and say, you get rid of all this, or we're all yanking our kids from this school. And trust me, that's happened in a couple places, and the school has caved. So it can happen.
Wi-Fi is pervasive in the schools.
Yes.
In fact, you walk into a restaurant. If I were to go into McDonald's today, I don't know why I would, but if I went to go into McDonald's today and sit down, I could access their Wi-Fi network. If I stay in a hotel, I can access their Wi-Fi network. Are those dangerous to me?
Yes. And I've actually done this too. I've contacted some condos in some places around the country and have given them information. And lo and behold, I've had a couple of them email me back, and they got hold of their cities, and they said, have told them they don't want these cell towers anywhere near their property. So, the word's getting out. Dave, it's just a matter of education to people. So, and eventually, they said 30%. I mean, a few years ago, it was only 15% of the population was EHS sensitive. That's electrohypersensitivity. And so now they're saying that 30% of the population is. So, they're going to have to, if these motels don't want to, they're going to have to accommodate these people, because it should be under a disability. It should be under the Disability Acts. And that's what we're trying to get done.
Okay, and continuing on this line of friendly opposition, playing devil's advocate, most homes have Wi-Fi. Businesses rely on Wi-Fi. The economy largely runs on Wi-Fi for communication. What would happen? Let's say we had a magical ruling, goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and they say, yes, Wi-Fi is deadly, and we are ordering the FDA to take appropriate action. And so then they respond to the pressure and say, no more Wi-Fi. What would happen to the country?
Well, and I've heard this before too, that if this wireless industry goes down and the cell phones go down, that it would destroy the economy of the US. I've heard that. And, but I mean, we're going to have to make choices, Dave, and they're going to be hard choices. So you're either going to be exposed to this stuff and take a risk of damaging your health, or saying no to it. And, and I mentioned this on the last time we spoke, the schools have industrial Wi-Fi in them now, and it's really, really strong stuff. So, another reason to yank your kids from the school district, besides all the other stuff they're teaching them.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, let us teach you about drag queens and oral sex in first grade while we expose your brain to harmful radiation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hell of an environment we put our kids in. Have you drawn any conclusions about the, I can't even think of the right term here, the depraved indifference of these people towards humanity as a whole?
I keep wondering, are we just dealing with psychopaths? I don't know. Just like City of Fort Collins, I went and spoke so many times about smart meters, and our city manager at the time had four children. It's like, what are you not understanding here? I don't know, Dave. Me personally, I think there's been a lot of money that's been handed under the table, but you know what? You're risking your health for money, and as we know, there is, you just can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I reflect back on Tucker Carlson. He was landmark in so many ways. He didn't go deep enough, but he even said the CIA had John Kennedy killed. True. I mean, it's a very broad statement that requires a lot more explanation, but I give him credit for doing it. He broke other major stories, but he never touched this, did he, as far as I know.
He never did. And I actually watched him pretty much every night of the week. So, yes, he never did touch it. A lot of them won't. But a lot of them are getting advertisement from big pharma, from big telecom. I mean, it's a lot of money. There's been hospitals, cancer hospitals that had wings donated because of the telecoms buying everything. So this is what happens, and these doctors cannot. I actually know of a doctor that will not talk out, but he knows this.
He knows what specifically?
He knows that where he lives, that the telecoms provided funding to put a whole new wing onto this hospital, but yet they're the ones that are causing a lot of the illness from people coming in. So, you know, this is kind of a catch-22 thing with all of us, but I encourage people that know better to speak out, because this is going to be the only way we can get this stuff changed.
Interesting. I don't see it changing, though, because the power behind this technology. Yeah, let me go to this, too, because I published a couple of articles several years ago, over 10 years ago. And I came across depopulation quotes. Then Prince Charles, Ted Turner, you know, all the usual cast of suspects. Even David Spangler, who was the head of the Eco Division for the UN, said, you will not get to the New World Order without pledging a Luciferian allegiance. Now, that was one. Others were saying things like, we need to have a reduction of the population by 90%. And I said at the time, I can't tell you how they're going to do it, but I think when they say this, we should take them seriously that they intend to do it. Is this the intention that's manifesting?
I personally believe this is exactly what they're doing. This is exactly what they're doing. And, you know, and they're going to get their way. First off, they've gotten people addicted to these things. They keep upping the power on these things. And they're being manufactured in China. So are they even being tested correctly? And actually, they found out that over 40 smartphones now are exceeding FCC guidelines for exposure limits. And look how many people are buying these things. And I think it's going to kill a lot of people. That's just my personal opinion.
How many feet away does a cell phone have to be to not be a danger?
Oh, you can keep it just a couple of inches away from your head or your body, and you know that will prevent you from getting a lot of this stuff. It's the you put it up against your head, and it actually sometimes I think you can feel your phone. You know, Phil, it starts getting warm if your conversations are a long time. I mean, in 2010, there was an interphone study, and I actually talked to Dr. Sam Milham after this, and they found that there was a 40% increase of brain tumors with somebody that used their cell phone one time a week, and I think that the time was 30 minutes.
Wow.
So put that in, and a lot of the people that joined this study actually passed away. Like I said, they had glioblastomas, and it did not include cordless phones in your home, which are also an emitter. The base, there's like a base station that you set your phone on, and I don't recommend for anybody to have that. If you've got one in your home, you want to get a corded landline. But they still found a 40% increase in brain tumor development. So, you know, and they've all these researchers all know this too, that, you know, there's a 10-year latency period, and some will get brain tumors, some won't. You know, it just depends on your exposure. I know a lot of young bankers or realtors that are always on their phones. Yeah, there's a lot of problems. Attorneys, yes. So they have to learn. If they have to use these things, to be careful. And I'm glad I don't have one, because I don't want the surveillance on them.
Well, that's true. I told you before. Well, they're not secure. I mean, from a security standpoint, I've told you before. Someone sent out a text message to a political contact that did not come from me. And in fact, today, as we sit here, I can't even get into my website. So they can be used as methods of harassment, even when everything is working fine. So Cell phones can be manipulated against you. They can be hacked. I never bank online for that reason. And so they're not secure that way. But if you use the cell phone as a speakerphone, and you're not in your car, does that mitigate some of the risk?
Oh, absolutely. As long as you keep it away from your body and your head, And this is why, I was talking to somebody, oh, a month or so ago that told me a friend of theirs was dying from bone cancer. And I said, "Can I ask you what kind?" And they said, "Yeah, it started in his hip." I said, "Well, he probably put his cell phone in his back pocket."
Oh boy.
And so, absolutely, the phone went silent for a few minutes. It makes people think. So,
That's where people keep their phones too. For males, it's next to the genitalia. So, does this account for any problems there?
Oh, DNA damage. This is where we're at, and this is why Dr. Martin Paul said the next generation, many of them will not be able to reproduce. So, we're taking all this stuff. We're these children, well, you start talking about autism and ADHD and all this stuff. Well, I'm giving you big clues as to why. This stuff is involved in a lot of it. And then you add the foods and the chemtrails and the, everything else that they're hammering with it, the vaccinations. And it's just overwhelming.
I was just going to go there with you. You beat me to the punch. Because what we're looking at in America in particular is we are glorifying to a Hitlerian degree of exuberance every lifestyle that does not end in procreation. If you're trans, oh great, great, yeah, be the trans. Hey, come on, let me help you change your sex. There's big money in doing it, and there's also too that agenda where kids aren't being born. Oh, you're gay. Oh, let's have Gay Pride Month, okay? And what gay people don't normally reproduce. So it seems to me that depopulation aspect of the agendas going on in this country politically right now match what you're saying. If 5G and then beyond is a, I guess to say, a depopulation instrument.
Absolutely. I have this new, it's called Wireless Technologies, Non-Ionizing Electromagnetic Fields and Children. And Dave, it's a 50-page report. I'll send it to you, but it's really telling about where we're at in this country. And they're finding even pregnant women, they put their cell phones in their pockets and in their coat pockets and in their purses while they're up against their bellies. And they're actually finding that fetuses and the newborns have neurological damage, and it could last for a lifetime. So this is what we're doing to our children, and we've got to stop.
How conclusive are the studies on the effects of the unborn?
These are very conclusive. And there's we've got such a system of corruption right now. The WHO, I don't trust the WHO to save my soul. It's all they are all industry people, and I'm sure it's in the pharmaceuticals as well too. And this is why we need to stop the WHO, and the same with the telecom, because these people have vested interests with the wireless industries, just like the pharmaceuticals, and they're the ones that are establishing all these rules and regulations that we're supposedly going to follow. And I've known for years not to follow the WHO, and there's a bunch of other departments and agencies that are the same way. So you just have to really hang in with people that know what's going on. This is why I mentioned the Children's Health Defense and this ART, Americans for Safe Technology. The Environmental Health Trust is another one. And I'll tell you what, you're going to get the truth from that. They're the ones that are doing some of the research and getting some of the results that we need.
That's good. So if people come to this awareness, hey, we don't want this, what are the steps taken to remedy this onslaught against humanity?
Well, you know, it's just standing up to this. You know, when I'd go to city council, for instance, there would be me and sometimes one other person speaking. And so, you know, they look at you like you're crazy, and they don't want you to speak out on this stuff. And because they've pretty much all of our cities have predetermined outcomes. So, and I know some of the utilities, some of the rural electric utilities, actually, and the members, their customers are their members, and they knew 6 months that they were going to okay the smart grid, and yet the consumers, their own people that are supposed to be have the oversight of them, didn't know for 6 months. So this is the stuff we've got to be very careful, pay very close attention to, you know, get on your televisions or go down to your city councils and start paying attention.
Yeah, this, to the average person who's hearing this and they're a novice in the topic, this is going to sound terribly conspiratorial, and you and I should both be on medication. that's how some people are going to take it. But I can't help but think when we look at vaccine side effects, when we look at 5G and beyond, I can't help but conclude this is a plot to get rid of most of humanity. And then they're putting us on the verge of nuclear war.
Right. Dave, it is. It's part of depopulation. And, you know, people can think that we're conspiracy theorists or whatever they want to, but I've been doing this for 14 years. I've got every study that's come out, you know, and 14 years ago, there were very little studies coming out on this. And, you know, it's becoming over the last few years, it's becoming more and more prominent that everything is on our side with the evidence. So, you know, they've known that this stuff is dangerous for decades.
Did they know before they put it out? Have you found anything about that?
Well,
I'm looking at intentionality is what I'm asking you.
I believe so. That's my opinion. Yes, they've known for a long time. Cell phones were never pre-market tested for safety ever. And the how they do the testing, it's on an artificial head called Sam with fluid inside of it. So, you know, why weren't they testing cell phones on human beings? I mean, you know, that should tell you everything right there. So, you know, you can believe me or not believe me, and you know, you might pay the ultimate consequence in that being your life. So
Did they, because I'm seeing a parallel here with vaccines, so let me ask you a question along these lines. Did they test it on animals?
no, and they're actually finding it's very harmful to animals.
What, just for animals to be in the vicinity of 5G?
Oh, animals? Yes, your animals. I actually got contacted last week from somebody in New York because they had a dog rescue place and they'd put up a cell tower and the dogs were acting really strange all week. So, you know, it's there. I mean, this is what they're saying with 5G. It increases the chances of cancer, and this goes for humans, for animals, everything. It creates cellular stress. Via higher levels of free radicals. So now you're getting these free radicals going on in your body. It damages genetics. It affects the reproductive system and how it functions. It creates a negative impact on cognitive and memory abilities and creates neurological disorders and causes overall poor health. So, you know, if you want to listen to me, I truly, this is, you know, I lost a son from this, Dave, and I don't want to see anybody else or their children's go through this.
I know. Okay, but here's the embedded problem for you and me. Okay, you don't have a cell phone, you don't have Wi-Fi. I'm hoping you were able to get rid of your smart meter after the fight you went through. But people could extricate all these things from their lives, okay? And their home is neutral. but it's not because of the 5G transmissions from the towers.
Right. And this is when shielding comes into effect. Or if you can possibly move, right now they're getting it installed in the town centers, and then they're going out from there. So if you can afford to move out into the country, that would be a good thing to do, if you can. But, you know, we've got 5G satellites, and hopefully we're going to have some things come out on that as well, too.
Well, the 5G is 5G.
Right.
Okay, vanilla is vanilla, whether it's in a shake or an ice cream.
Right.
It's still vanilla. And what I'm saying is the appearance of this in one's life is omnipresent. There's no escape from it. You can run, but you can't hide.
Right.
So I guess here's the other thing I'm going to ask. At the city council level, they're taken in for whatever reason, probably benefits, re-election, career advancement, money. Those are normal inducements in politics, but when you look at the elite, they're walking around in society too. They travel to conferences. People there have cell phones.
This is where I don't know where the psychopathic mind goes to on all this, you know, but I do know that a lot of them can shield themselves. I don't know, maybe they put on shielding materials under their clothes so that they're not affected by it, or they limit their time. I mean, who knows? But this stuff, there's a reason the parents, a lot of parents in Silicon Valley will not allow their kids to have this stuff, they know.
Tell me about that, because I haven't heard that.
Yes, it came out, a while back, that a lot of the parents in Silicon Valley were keeping their kids, they don't allow them to have cell phones or laptops or any of this stuff. And I don't know about the Wi-Fi in the schools, but I know a lot of them know about this stuff and will not let their kids be exposed to it.
Yeah, but then they turn around and send them to the schools where it's omnipresent.
Unless they've taken it out of the schools, I don't know. You know, it's happening in some other countries. I mean, they're starting to get rid of some of this stuff in the schools. It's just our country. I don't know. It just seems like America is the big target right now.
Yeah, but isn't it satellite-based technology?
Yeah, some of it is, yes.
Okay, so...
But, you know, it's so much further away, you know, the damaging effects aren't going to be as if you're sitting in it. So, you know, this is the bad thing. It's just all cumulative. So, you know, if you're going to sit in it all day and then be exposed to the satellites, I mean, I have people calling me all the time. I mean, you know, do I shield my home and stuff? I mean, if you're concerned, get a building biologist. Let them take readings and let them explain things to you, and it will be very worth the time, the money, and the effort.
Yeah, I'm looking for the escape hatch, and there really isn't any, though. I understand what you're saying, that the 5G that comes down from satellites that pervades your environment and comes out of the towers, it's not as bad for you as if you held a cell phone up to your ear, but it's still in your environment, and you would think the cumulative effect would still become toxic after a while.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, that there are some things coming out about the cell towers with this new FDA thing that came out, because they have to take in consideration environmental impacts, and they haven't. So, you know, some of that is going to be going through the courts as well, Dave. So, you know, we just have to hang in there and try to, that's why I say protect ourselves as best as possible right now. I mean, if you can afford to do one room in your whole house and get it where it's really quiet so that you can, the best thing is sleep at night. You can regenerate your health, you know. And so if you can do one room where you're shielded from all of this, it would be the bedroom. But, you know, you need to get a building biologist to help you with that.
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. It's just, it's overwhelming for people, though. I was trying to explain this to a group of friends of mine at dinner one night. And they said, well, Dave, you have a cell phone. I said, I know. But I said, I try to be careful in how I use it and not to overuse it. And then they said, well, what about you wearing, and I'm going to see if you agree with this. You know, you can plug in and get an earbud or even a wireless earbud. To me, that would be more dangerous because that goes directly into the ear canal.
Right. Yes, and the Bluetooth, you don't want to have those either. That's been my big, I was telling people 10 years ago, you know, people were they knew about cell phones and causing brain cancers, but you know, they still use them, but they'd plug in something on their phone and go that route. And I would say, listen, the problem, you still have to have these cell towers. Well, now we are being inundated with cell towers everywhere. And so there's been thousands and thousands of them put up just last year alone, and I mean thousands of antenna for it. So you know, it's just protecting ourselves. You know, try and stay away from power lines. Try to stay away from areas where there's lots of cell towers. You know, fight for your kids to not have these things on the school properties. And you know, we're just going to have to mobilize, you know, until this stuff is taken care of and do it ourselves.
Well, your last phrase is very telling. Do it yourself. I'm sorry. Here's what I'm going to say to you. What Doug Thornton and I frequently say on our broadcast on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, we are on our own.
Right.
There's no one advocating for us in government, is there? Not meaningfully.
That's changing, Dave. It really is. And so I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed. You know, I'm just a positive person, and you know, it's gonna take a while for it to make it through the courts, but it will happen. And like I said, other countries are very restrictive. I know the Environmental Health Trust right now is demanding that the FCC and the FDA lower standards between 200 and 400% right now. So, you know, I think over time, you know, I'm giving people a hint as to why we've got so many of these chronic illnesses and why cancer, my gosh, I mean, I think all of us know somebody that's got cancer anymore.
Well, the rates are off the charts. Of
Right.
course, you have your choice here too. If you look at like obesity, and this is a parallel I'm going to make here, if you look at people's pictures in the 50s and 60s, they were all skinny. And today, a lot of us struggle with weight. Some of us struggle big time. And I was reading by 2030, they expect one in two people to be obese and also have diabetes. Okay, that's a toxic environment. It's what they're putting into the food. Americans haven't changed. Okay, it's what they're eating that's changed. And they're eating a lot of the same foods, but they have these artificial ingredients in it, like GMOs that are bad for you. And you know they try to cover it up because they won't even publish what GMOs are in, and they've gone to court to keep that right. Every other person who manufactures food stuff, or anything that goes into the body, you have to get it approved by the government. But if it's a GMO, you don't have to tell the public. There's no informed consent. And there's no informed consent with what we're talking about here at all. And we're being poisoned, is my point, on many levels.
Well, this affects obesity. Look at all the kids that would rather sit at home on their cell phone or be on their
Yeah,
laptop,
exactly.
or you know, this is exactly, I'm telling you, I'm a grandmother, and when I babysit my grandkids, the television's off. There are none of these devices around them, and I make them go outside to play. And once they get out, they all complain, but once they get outside to play, Dave, they turn into different human beings. And I mean, they're just fun to be around. And so I encourage people to do that too. I mean, grab hold. I know there's a lot of schools now that are taking cell phones and they're not allowed at school anymore.
Yeah, I know.
You
I've
know,
seen that too.
and parents need to do this at home as well. You know, quit using them as babysitting devices, and tell your kids to go outside and play, come home, draw, do read, do something, but other than being on these devices. And I think over time, like I said, there again, it's up to us. We've got to decide what we want.
Yeah, except we don't control the kill switch. And
Right.
the kill switch is upping the ante on the strength of these Wi-Fis from 5G to and beyond.
Right.
And this is crazy. How can people find out more?
I like I said, Children's Health Defense, Environmental Health Trust, ART, Americans for Safe Tech, or Americans for Responsible Technology. Just get on any of these websites and join them. And, you know, you can learn a lot by being on these, and you can help with funding for legal fees and that type of thing. I'm going to be positive, Dave. I think that there's going to be some stuff that's going to come out on all this. And, you know, and basically over the last couple of years, there hasn't been anything in favor of the telecom industry that's come out as far as studies.
Exactly. Okay. Well, look, I appreciate you coming on and sharing this information. I would encourage our audience to take advantage of the resources that Virginia just said and go do your research. And then we need to meet again and decide how we're going to become politically active. Our lives seemingly hang in the balance. Virginia, thanks for joining us. Always informative.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.